Ruby Franco-Quiros is a sophomore at UNC, and when you walk into her dorm room, the candlelit memorial is the first thing you see.
My grandfather just passed away, so this is what my mom and I would call an altar in his honor, and we leave a candle on until the nighttime when we go to sleep.
Quiros was close to her grandparents, but was separated from them when she was six. Her parents decided to leave her hometown of Reynosa, Tamaulipas, Mexico, to cross the border into the U.S. She grew up in Chapel Hill. Because of her undocumented status, Quiros wasn't able to visit her grandparents in Mexico for 13 years, but she is finally able to make the journey last summer. And on her visit, her grandfather showed her memories from her childhood.
My grandpa would point out things in the house that he was like, you and your brother did this when you were this young, or y'all were doing this, and you know, like, you lifted this little tile here and we never fixed it. Like, we left it like that because we wanted to remember that. Like, every time I trip over it, I just remember you and your brother having done that.
Quiros was able to visit her grandparents because she is a recipient of Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, known as DACA. President Obama created DACA in 2012 through executive order. DACA gives deferred action status to immigrants who are brought to the U.S. by their parents as minors. Jeff Summerlin Long is a professor of public policy at UNC. He also practiced immigration law until 2005.
Deferred action is sort of a quasi-status in the United States, where essentially the federal government is just saying, we know that you're here, we know that you don't really have any kind of permanent status, but we're not going to deport you for a set amount of time. The idea is to provide some level of security for children who had no choice in whether or not they were brought here.
In 2014, President Obama tried to expand this status through deferred action for parents of American and lawful permanent residents, DAPA for short. DAPA gives security from deportation to undocumented parents of children with legal status. According to Summerlin Long, President Obama's original policy, DACA, caused less of a stir because it was limited to immigrant children.
Once DAPA came in, it kind of changed the game a little bit, and it starts looking a little bit more like at least the intention is to change the law, whether he actually does or not.
William Gein is the president of Americans for Legal Immigration, known as ALIPAC. His grassroots organization works to enforce immigration laws. Gein says that policies like DACA and DAPA undermine the law and motivate undocumented immigrants to continue to cross the border. He says that deportation is the only response to illegal entry.
What needs to happen is that illegal immigrants and their children need to be removed from the United States simultaneously, and we should keep families together as they're returned back to the countries of which they are nation citizens of.
Quiros says deferred action enabled her to go to college because it protected her from deportation. But this protection is only temporary. It's not true legal status, so the next president could get rid of it. For Quiros, the lack of legal status is a problem that she encounters every day.
I know a lot of DACA recipients who are hardworking and are still being discriminated against or pointed out by people because the things that we do have still say no legal status.
Baquito says she will always be thankful for the opportunity to see her grandfather one last time. Her grandfather's pride in her studies motivates her to succeed in school.
It's always for my family. It's always going to be for my grandparents. It's always going to be for my mom.
Quiros plans to graduate in 2018 with a communications degree, but she says that won't be the end of her education. She dreams of going to grad school if the next president continues deferred action. In Chapel Hill, I'm Jessa O'Connor.